sworn in, please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy John Goucher, 638 Piccadilly Road, Towson, Maryland, 21204.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me. My family's been residents of Bayview Park for over 12 years, and both my wife and I have served on the board over probably the last 6 years. I served as treasurer, so we're very familiar with what's going on in the neighborhood. So in January, we sold our landlocked cottage and had the opportunity to buy a canal front lot, which we wanted to do, but in the current market, we didn't think we'd be able to afford it. So in talking with our neighbors and talking about the design, and knowing this from just the activity in the neighborhood, most of the activity goes and happens on the canal side of the property. People have their decks there, they have their barbecues there, that's where the kids play and everything. So what we've requested, since both the houses to the south of us have a 20-foot or less front yard setback, we are requesting that we have a 20-yard setback and maintain a 10-foot backyard. And not only does this benefit us, it also benefits our neighbors by not obstructing their canal views north and south. And I have, we sent an email out to all the people in the near vicinity of our house, telling them what we were going to do, and we've gotten two responses. The first house directly to the south was a positive response that she had no problem with it. And the second response, I don't know if you want me to read these or show, put them in as evidence.
If you wish, you can submit those into the record. You can give them to Ms. Norwood there when you're finished.
And sure, thank you. And the second email we got was from the people two doors down, Sue and Byard Allman, said to thank you for informing you of the request for a zoning variance for the street setback at the front of your Bell Road property. I am supportive of your request for the front setback from the street, reducing 25 to 20 feet, as it will preserve my view up and down the canal. So.
And thank you very much for all your help.
Yeah. Sure, thank you.
And so our plan is to construct a house and retire next year down to Bethany. When my wife will retire, I'll still work.
There are some criteria for a variance, and I know you touched on some of them. Could you go through each of those 1 through 5, please?
Sure. Basically, we have a small lot of 5,191 square feet. It's parallelogram in shape, which is slightly above average in the width and below average in the depth, which adversely affects the placement of the planned improvements. Number two, current restrictions encourage building footprint to the maximum side, front, and back limits. Reduced front setback would allow us to maintain a larger backyard and help our neighbors maintain their views, but that's not in there. Number three, existing houses to the north and south appear to be built with a rear setback of 10 feet. Building to our backyard setback of 5 foot would adversely impact the adjoining neighbor's water views. A 5 foot front yard variance from the current 25 would allow us to maintain a 10 foot rear yard setback and have a front yard setback similar to those two adjacent properties on our side of the street. Keep going?
Yes.
Okay. Number four. Bell Road is a dead-end street about halfway back in the Bayview Park community, and the 20-foot setback will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And number five, owners request a variance of 5 foot, which would bring the front setback of 20 feet, which is greater than the front setback of the two residents to the south, which are 19.4 feet and 17.7 feet, respectively.
Does that complete your presentation?
That does. I got a picture I can show you of the lot if need be. It's overgrown, and by taking down the trees, it'll actually enhance people's views to the left and the right on the street outside.
You want to hand that in?
Sure.
Question?
Do you have central sewer and water here?
No, we have sewer and we're on well water. Well,
you're on well, is the well already in there?
No, it is not.
Okay. Do you know where you're going to put the well?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, the house that we had the architect put the drawings together pretty quickly, and the house is going that we showed you is going to be larger than what we're going to build. So that's like about 3,500 square feet, I used to talk. And we want to get it down to like 3,200 square feet.
Is the overall footprint of the house going to be smaller than what you show here?
Most likely, but I can't tell you for sure. He just put the maximum on there for the survey.
I'd kind of like to see what you were actually going to do.
Well, would it help? I said, I'll do that if it moves things along. This happened quicker than I thought. I've never done this before, so I wasn't sure what to expect. So.
One of the criteria is the minimum variance necessary, but if you build a smaller house, would you need less of a variance?
The most likely it would be the width of the house that would be impacted,
okay.
Not the depth, because the depth is basically at the minimum that we feel that we can build what we would like.
I have a question for staff. It says here that obviously the variance applied for is 5 feet from the 25, but down here at the bottom where the the second average survey for the proposed dwelling, it says from a 30-foot front.
Well, the county setback requirement is 30, and then I think they were using their average front of 25.29 when they filled in the application.
At the end of the day, it's going to be the same result. We're pinning it where it is, so whether we call it from the average front or we call it from the front setback, it's going to be the same result.
So it's still going to be 9.3 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we would do on the findings in the minutes, as Ms. Norwood said, is the variance, I would say it was like 10 foot and 9.3 or something like that from the 30 foot front. So that's how close it could be to the front yard.
We've had a couple of these before. In some of these lots, some of the water is included in their lot. Do you, for some reason, is that the case with yours?
No, I don't believe so. Actually, I do have the neighborhood plan. Most of the parts that have the property in the water are the ones at the end that aren't bulkheaded, and they have the. It shows the lot over into the water, but I'm. Pretty sure that I'm 99% sure that it's not part of this because that whole section's bulkheaded.
Any other questions?
So if we looked at the map on there, your neighbor to the direct north has the same setback that you're requesting. Is that correct?
No, the neighbor to the north has a 25-foot setback, I believe.
24.8.
Right.
Okay.
And the two houses to the south have the approximately 20-foot setback.
So the dwellings on the survey don't represent what's there.
No, they do not. And I never ordered a survey like that before.
But I think the purpose was for the front yard average.
Yes.
In terms of where they came to.
And the majority of the lots in the neighborhood are actually like 50 feet or 60 feet by 100 feet or 90 feet. So this particular area has the wider ones.
You feel that the diagonal shape of your lot affects the size of the house that you...
That's what the architect said. So I go with, I'm not an architect, I go with his advice or statement.
Will there be any steps off the front of the house that we're missing here on this?
No, that is actually the entire footprint of the house. And the 4 foot steps on the back start at the second level. We won't have the steps at the ground level.
So there won't be any steps that were in off the front of the house?
No, everything will be contained within what I've
within
shown
the footprint.
You.
Okay.
I know parking's usually an issue here. Is this going to be set up on pilings?
Yes, sir.
Parking under?
It'll have parking underneath of it.
For emergency vehicles to get by?
Yes.
All right.
They're, we've had some neighbors fighting about that, yes. I mean, I don't want to build something that offends my neighbors, you know. I just want to do, you know, something that fits within the neighborhood. And we find what we want, you know, we're comfortable with.
Where would the HVAC system be?
He did not put them in there, but they will be with it. They will be within that footprint that I showed on the drawing.
Like under the deck? The
deck's under raised. The deck, yes, the deck's raised. I don't know if they can put them inside the garage or not, but.
They should be able to go under the deck, no problem. How tall is the deck?
The first floor starts at 4 feet and then 9 feet after that, so 13 feet, so there should be plenty of room.
You know if that lot's ever flooded?
No, it didn't get damaged during Katrina.
Katrina?
No, it was the last.
Sandy?
Sandy, there you go. My daughter lives in New Orleans, so I think.
I was going to say Katrina. Is one
yeah, that's right. Yeah, no. So that part of the neighborhood did not flood.
Okay.
Where my other house was, it came up within 2 inches of my threshold.
Lord.
And I thought I got away scot-free until I turned on the HVAC.
Further questions? Mr. Short?
I know you said the house will end up being smaller. Did you look at one that would fit within the building envelope?
No. The plans that we've been looking for plans for like 5 years. And we always thought we would go with a, everything was narrow and long, and we did not find any existing plans on any website that would have fit on the lot.
Because when I look at this, what you're proposing is effectively a house that's going to encroach 10 feet into the 30-foot front yard and will only be 5 feet away from what would be the rear yard property line, though your steps are going to come very close to that. So it would appear to me, and I know you said it's proposed to be narrower, that this home is going to take up largely the entire building envelope and then some. Is that your understanding of what's being designed here too?
Well, the design was kind of done in a hurry, so my intention when I talked to the builder was to have a complete 10-foot backyard. So when he put that together and submitted it to the the survey people before I saw it, and then that's what we ended up with. But if it would be a condition, I would make the entire thing. I'd get rid of those steps and put them elsewhere, within the keeping the whole backyard 10 foot.
Well, I think. The thing that I guess my question is, and I think Mr. Hastings may have asked this question before, which was, you know, you've got to demonstrate that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can build it, you should build it, and you have mm-hmm. a blank slate right here from what I can gather.
Sure.
So, you know, what we're looking at is why can't you build a home that would fit within the building envelope, particularly since you have a reduced front yard by the average?
Well, the whole reason that I would, if I did do that, and to get the square footage that we want, I believe that I would adversely affect my neighbor's properties by obstructing their water views up and down the canal.
Well, wouldn't you already have the benefit of a 5-foot enhanced front yard setback anyhow due to the average? That would allow you to not necessarily build to the 10-foot rear yard? The building envelope for this property would be a 30-foot front and a 10-foot rear. But
I thought it was a 5-foot rear.
It is a 5-foot rear, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's...
So it's a 30 and 5.
Right.
But because of the average, you're allowed to go to 25 and some change to the front yard.
Right.
So that would effectively, if you built to that and you built to a 10-foot rear, you would still have a building envelope rather consistent with what the envelope would be otherwise.
We would have a building envelope, but it would not give us the size of the house that we want. So if we did not get the front back, we would move the building envelope back to the 5-foot rear yard setback, which is kind of what I'm trying to avoid because, you know, I think that, you know, you talk about maintaining the character of the neighborhood, having people's views up and down the canal are pretty important to them. And I'd feel like a heel if I took it away.
How far is the front of your property line from the edge of paving of Bell Road? Is there a gap there at all?
No, there's no gap.
Okay. And do you believe that by building this close to the front yard would present any visibility issues along Bell Road?
No, I do not, because the two houses to the south are at 20 feet or approximately 20 feet.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? We have one. Would you like to speak?
Sure.
Yes.
Would sure.
Could you please come forward?
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is Patrick O'Sullivan. My permanent address is 7 Country Lane, Cornwall, New York, 12518. My house down here is 34960 Bell Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And just for the benefit of the board, do you live in close proximity to this home?
Yes, I'm the house to the north of the lot.
Immediately to the north?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to just say, I think it's very loud, this application is completely ambiguous. I can't, you know, he's talking about he doesn't even know what the actual building is going to be right now. So it's hard for me to make a lot of arguments against that, but I do have problems with almost everything in the application. He says he emailed everybody. I got no email, or at least I didn't see it. I didn't get a phone call. It's the first time I ever laid eyes on the guy. He's talking about, let me go from here. He purchased this lot privately. This lot was not up for sale publicly. There's numerous other lots in the development, bigger lots he could have bought. They were for sale. There's one still for sale. Now, I don't begrudge the guy building a house or anything, but the main problem I have is my house has one lane of a view, which is to the south in the front of the house, in the front section of the house, like where my master bedroom is. And I have a view, it goes down the street, down the canal, and all the way down the bay, right to Ocean City. You see the fireworks and everything down there. So basically, that's my view. This proposal of 10 feet, he says it's 5 feet. I don't really understand the average. I don't know the formula for that. I don't know if anybody could explain that to me, but he seems to be granting himself that first 5 feet and then demanding another 5 feet. I find that unacceptable. So with this 10-foot extension, it would be 5 feet beyond my house. I would no longer have the view. My house is one story and two stories. All the rest of the houses there are very short buildings, very small houses. This seems to be an enormous house. He talks about he needs to get the 5 feet in the front so he can save the neighbor's view. Well, as you can see, there's trees there that have been growing for decades. There is no view that's being preserved. It's already, there never was a view, as far as I can tell. So that right there eliminates that argument. I feel that if I lose this little bit of a view that I have, it'll take away from my value of my house in a big way, also the enjoyment of my property in a big way, you know. So what I would like is I would like to see the 30-foot rule enforced. These other houses were built prior to this zoning law. And if you look at the next few houses up the road, more than half the houses on that road that were built after the zoning law are 30 feet or more. The rest of the thing he has there, it says the house, he's got the house going, the project goes to 6.2 feet within the rear of the house, of the property line. I don't know where he's picking up, he's saving space for the back by moving it forward. It seems like he's using more. He's going from 6.2 to 20 feet short of the property line. So I just, I feel like this application is just a mess, really. And I have some pictures and stuff. I don't know if you want me to hand them in.
If you wish to submit any exhibits, you can give them to Ms. Norwood and she can put them into the record.
Okay. Should I do that now or can I wait till I'm finished? I've got it all stapled together.
It's up to you. It's your presentation.
Okay. So then the other thing I wanted to point out was he has this survey that it's listing houses being, you know, these setbacks. He seems very concerned with the two houses to the south. Their view does not get affected by this. I'm the one house to the north. My view gets completely blocked. On the survey, he puts my house at 24 and a half feet from the line. My survey here says I'm 25 feet back. Then on the second house to the south, he's using a measurement off of the adjoining road to get a 17.7 foot measurement. That's not correct. That's the next road over. I don't know how you add that into this situation. Could anybody explain the average formula? Is there a number of houses? Is it the whole street?
Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Norwood, do you have that section of code handy?
I can.
I believe it's 200 feet.
300.
300 feet, I'm sorry.
300 feet.
Any building may have a front yard setback that is equal to the average setback of those existing buildings located on the same side of the street or road and being with 300 feet of the building. Any vacant lot shall be calculated as having the required setback for the district.
That was going to be my answer.
Yes.
Okay, so 300 feet means what, like centered off of the lot or?
From the edge of the property line. You
300
go.
Feet either way. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not even considered in here. That last bit about a vacant lot, it sounded like they said you have to give it, you have to use the 30 feet. That's what this is. This lot was never developed since the 50s. So I, you know, like this, I really, honestly, I don't want, I'm sorry I'm already creating a bad situation with a neighbor, and I don't want that, but I have to step up because of this thing destroying my view. I'm going to be looking at his wall, and I just, you know, I'm asking that you don't let him do it. I have a bunch of other stuff I don't want to take all night, but I just feel that the entire, you know, he said here there was no flooding. Well, Sandy, they had about 4.5 feet of water in the street. The square footage is a mystery, I don't know what he's doing here now. I don't know what it is. It seems if you grant this, he's going to have free will to do whatever he wants. I don't think that's right either. And
sir, I have one question.
Sure.
If he builds the house in conformity with the code now.
Yes.
And I know we're little ambiguity here what the house is going to be. Will that not affect your view?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And that would be the ideal scenario for me.
Very good, thank you.
To clarify.
Yes.
By building it in the code, because we have a survey in front of us that shows the average front yard setback is 25.9 feet, I believe, he would be able to build to that property line.
Well, that's not what he said. He said the code. Now you're talking about the average of...
He would be allowed to build to the 25.9 foot. And he would also be allowed to build to a 5-foot rear yard.
Okay.
That would be what his building envelope would be based on the survey we have before us.
And that's the survey that he submitted?
Correct.
But the average, as I said, I dispute the average.
Okay.
I didn't do a survey. I have my own survey right here. He's got mine down there at 24 something, and then mine is 25 feet back on my survey. Like I said, the second house to the south, they're taking a measurement off of the adjoining street. I believe you said it was 300 feet on our street, so that is inaccurate.
Can I clarify that for some
speak? I don't mind if you want to.
No,
okay.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm sorry. So, if we could come up with an accurate measurement, I would probably be okay with it because that's what the rule is. That's what the rule is. I got to live with that. But the variance, the rule made to 30 feet, the reason for that is to protect me, the neighbor. You know, and like I said, this will adversely affect my property value. You know, quite a bit. I mean, you know, if you come in a house and there's a nice view down to Ocean City, or you come into the house and there's a view of a wall, that's a big difference. So I would prefer the 30 feet. That's what I'm asking for. There are other houses on the street that are 30 feet and more. They're on this survey that he has there. They had no problem building their houses. This is the same size lot. There's no reason he can't do that. So that's what I'm asking. However, I'm not going to say 25.9 feet. If you could tell me what the measurement actually is, I'd go with that. But I would much prefer the 30 feet because that gives me my view. And I'm really sorry to be doing this to the guy. I don't want to do it, but I have no choice. And I had to drive down here from New York tonight because I didn't have a chance to submit this online or anything because I didn't get the letter. I was here, and they sent the letter to New York, the postcard. So I'm very short notice on this myself. But as I said, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I'm open to talking about the average. If we could get a real number, I mean, obviously closer to 30 is more favorable to what I would like. And I'll give you these, I'll give you my arguments and my picture. There's pictures of the houses next door are small. They're all small houses. This house is a very big house, according to what I see on this application. And there's also a picture of my survey, and there's a picture of the supposed view that we're preserving, where the trees are actually growing out over the canal. These are full-grown trees. And so with that, I thank you for your time, and I hope I made myself clear how I feel about it. All
right? You would, just please hand it in.
Look forward to being here, David.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Come back to that.
Yeah, that's why we sent the email, so kind of like we'd have the opportunity to hash that out. And I understand his point. You know, there's houses going up all the time, and the size of my proposed house is actually kind of on the small side of what's going up nowadays. But, you know, it's everybody that lives in a beach community, when somebody builds something new, somebody's going to have their view impacted. So at the 25-foot setback, which I believe is my legal right, is that correct, according to the survey?
Well, based on the survey, it would be 25.29.
Okay, yeah.
Is what I believe I said.
So I think if we built to that, that would also take away his view.
And I'll say this. I have not gone through this with a fine-tooth comb, and I don't know that staff has either to determine whether the survey it meets what our code says. But that's
I'm assuming. And also, there is some misinterpretation about the way that the survey was laid out. If you take a look at the survey, it has our house on Bell Road, and then on top of that, he put the other side of Bell Road. So I also misunderstood that the survey lot lines of the section on the top are actually on the other side of Bell Road. And,
I think there was one question, and Ms. LaPorte, would you be able to pan back a little bit? Because I just want to make sure I'm clear on this for the record. Mm-hmm. I believe that Mr. O'Sullivan indicated that there was a couple houses down to the south, which was not on Bell Road, and I believe that would be the one that Ms. LaPorte's got her arrow on now.
Okay.
And it would appear that there's another road there, and I can't tell from what your surveyor has done whether he's doing it from Bell Road or from the other road.
It's
because that is important for the calculus that I believe the staff would have to do as far as the average.
Okay.
But we really aren't here for what the average is.
Right.
But I just want you to be aware that if we did have to look at that, there may be a little more investigation as to that point. So,
you know, I deferred to the...
That's one of the reasons why we say the variance is from 30-foot front,
okay.
So we're not getting into that kind of question.
Okay, I perfectly understood. And I just... The guy is a professional and surveyor, and I took him as he knows what he's doing.
Sir, one of the things that still bothers me is that I don't know what the final footprint of the house is going to be.
Okay.
How long do you think it's going to be until you have that finalized?
Actually, I'm meeting with the architect tomorrow, and probably a couple weeks.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, would it be possible to leave the record open to get that finalized footprint? Is that an option?
It would. I recognize we still have to see if there's anybody else in opposition or on the line. But I would recommend that if the board were to entertain that we would leave the record open, as I suspect Mr. Sullivan, perhaps anyone else might wish to look at that, may have comments as well that perhaps could clarify the record.
And I contact them and let them know what's going on.
Is there any, does that complete your presentation?
That completes my presentation, thank you.
Is there anyone else in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one question for the applicant.
Sure.
How, you may have said this and I didn't catch it. How tall will this house be? How many stories will it be? I know you said it's on pilings that are 13
feet.
Yeah,
I think as drawn now, it's 30 or it's below the 42 limit. So I think it's like 38 feet off the top of my head.
And would that be three living stories or two?
It'd be three living stories.
And then pilings.
So the first level would be like a 4 foot off the ground, which would be an entryway, a half bath, and a game room. And then the next level would be the bedrooms, guest bedrooms. And the top level would be like an inverted floor plan.
Now, you said parking underneath?
Yes.
But it's only 4 feet up?
Well, the first section, the entryway is going to be 4 foot up, and then there's going to be a room that's raised 4 feet up, and then there's going to be a garage on each side of the house for enough room for one car.
Okay, so you got kind of car, and room.
Yes.
And then you're going to have 3 stories above it.
No, 2 stories.
Two stories above.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Any further questions? Mr. Sharp, so if there are no further questions and we're considering leaving it open, I shouldn't close the public hearing.
Correct.
Chairman.
Can I speak?
Yes, please.
Very brief. So,
sir, if you can just wait till you get to the mic to speak.
No.
That way we can catch you on there.
Okay, I'll be very brief, I'm sorry. The question's about this survey. So as you can see here, this angled line, to my interpretation, is the adjoining street. These houses here, if you look at the lot numbers, it's in sequence, it's the rest of the street. So you actually have our whole side of the street from one end to the other on the survey. But on this angle right here, the front of the house on our road, he's taking the measurement off of the adjoining road. If you want, just to clear that up, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I may further, and more research may have to be done, but also in the surveyor's notes, he refers to the original deed plot book and page for this subdivision, and I believe per that plot book and page, it may have included, a little more research would go, but the paper map and that map are just a little bit. Like, I think they've renamed the road over the time, but this plot included this extra lot that he's got on there, which is what he's documented in the notes. So, and then like he is right, the line, it is for the same side of the street, the entire street. It's not the opposite side of the street, like someone had mentioned. But I think when they research, from what I understand, you research the original plots for so they know where all the property lines are, and then they go out and measure the structures. If there aren't structures, they get the 30-foot setback requirement, and that's all. I calculated the different lengths plus the 30-foot, and that's how they come up with the average, is how I understand that to work. So I know it's named different when you turn, but I think originally it was plotted as part of that whole street. Well, I could do more research by anyways, but yeah, that's what I'm looking.
I was totally confused by that survey myself, so that's why I called them and I asked, why are you doing the other side of the lagoon when you said that it was the opposite side of the street? But you're saying it's the entire...
It's the same side of the street.
It's the same side of the street. Okay.
Yeah. And you'll see it's got the match. You match your line to this. Like
okay.
He just couldn't put it on.
So
yeah, if you look at the lot numbers, they would be corresponding numbers.
They match.
Numbers,
okay. Correct. All right. And then he's referenced all the deeds and the lot numbers and then that original plot that created all those lots on the
right. I think without belaboring it seems to me like the only issues that potentially could be with whether lots 23A and 23B, where those measurements are from Bell Road or from an adjacent road that Mr. O'Sullivan references. That may be the only issue worth, if right. staff had to research it, that may be needed.
But I think that's where that plot reference comes in.
So if the survey is correct, the setback's 25 feet, right, from the front?
Right, once we determine.
25
it could be.
Yeah, approximately. Yes, I understand that. Mm-hmm.
No further questions for this gentleman, right? Correct? Okay. The board? Pleasure of the board? Did you close the hearing? I did not close the hearing, just in case we was going to be left open for that, for those specific.
So, Mr. Sharp, how do I need to make the motion to leave it open? How is the motion done?
What you could do is, I would suggest take a date certain and say that the record is left open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit a updated drawing showing the location of the proposed dwelling and related structures, and that the applicant submit that no later than pick your date, and that this be put on the agenda for a board meeting on pick whatever date, and left open for the board to review that and to hear any comments that the applicant or the public may have as it pertains to that drawing only.
See when the next meeting is in September.
September 13th and September 20th.
It was back-to-back weeks that week because of Labor Day.
Right.
That month.
Okay, so I would like to make the motion that we leave the record open. I'm not going to remember everything you said. I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp.
I tell you what, tell me the date you want the meeting.
I want it on the 13th.
Okay. And we would like to have that drawing in by, I want to say, the 31st.
Okay.
That way we would have time to get it circulated and for everyone to review it prior to that meeting. I know there's a holiday intervening. So we could say the record be left open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit an updated drawing showing where the structures will be located, and for the limit, and that has to be submitted by the 31st of August, and that a hearing will be held on the 13th of September for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to present that drawing and for the applicant and the public to comment on that drawing only.
Yeah. So public comment will only be on the drawing.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not opening it up for the entirety of kind of the testimony you've heard tonight, but specific as to what that drawing would say.
So that's my motion. That's the motion I'm making.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hasten.
I'm gonna vote actually no on that because I don't think that the size of the house will impact the this decision on this setback.
Dr. Carson?
Voting yes.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, yes.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And aye too, so with a vote of 4-1, case number 12586 will be left open for the limited purpose of submitting an updated drawing of the dwelling and structures by the 31st of August, and will be then at the 13th September meeting, will be open for the limited purpose of that drawing, comments only.
Okay.
Next case.
Thank you for your time.